on. Until one is committed, there is hesitancy, the chance to draw back, always ineffectiveness. Concerning all acts of initiative and creation, there is one elementary truth, the ignorance of which kills countless ideas and splendid plans, that the moment one definitely commits oneself, then providence moves too. All sorts of things occur to help one that would never otherwise have occurred. A whole stream of events issues from the decision, raising in one's favor all manner of unforeseen incidents and meetings and material assistance, which no man could have dreamt would have come his way. I have learned a deep respect for one of Goethe's couplets, "Whatever you can do, or dream you can, begin it." Boldness has genius, power, and magic in it. Murray was a Scottish mountain climber in the 1930s. He became famous for winter climbing in the Western Highlands. Can you imagine the determination and skill it takes to climb mountains in the winter? As I thought about Murray's words, I realized that chasing after your dream job is a lot like climbing a mountain. Both require bravery. Both require that you have the right people around to help you. Both require that you learn as you go. And ultimately, both require that you take one bold step at a time. That first step toward a dream job is always scariest. My friend Jim took that first step by enrolling in law classes at the age of 52. Rachel used her evenings to work as an intern at a local event company. And Noah went back to school and began volunteering after work with a local high school football team. Me? I got off the patio and began pursuing my own dream job. It wasn't always easy. There were days, weeks even, when I felt scared, crazy, and hopeless. Other days, I'd go from feeling excited and full of momentum to wondering if I should just give up. But I pressed on, and each step I took up the mountain got me in closer proximity to where I wanted to be. And now, 7 years later, I've reached the summit. I'm the host of my very own daily radio show, The Ken Coleman Show, where I get to help other people get closer to their dream job. Are you one of the 70%? Do you dread going into work each day because you're not passionate about your job? Are you looking up at your personal Mount Everest, unsure of how to take the first step? The plan outlined in this book can help you reach the summit. And here's the exciting truth. Finding opportunities to do what you love is as simple as getting around the right people and being in the right places. This is what I call the proximity principle. So if you're ready to take that first bold step, let's begin it now. Chapter 1. What is the proximity principle? The first step towards success is taken when you refuse to be a captive of the environment in which you first find yourself. Mark Cain. Let's take a minute to talk about the word proximity. Proximity simply means to be near or close to something. When you are closer to something, it is often easier to access that thing, isn't it? That's not a hard concept. It isn't rocket science. It's actually common sense. It's just that common sense isn't so common. And when you're far away from where you want to be, it makes things more difficult and challenging, right? I experienced this that morning on my patio. I was looking at a mountain without a plan for how to get to the top. I felt stuck in a job I didn't love, and the distance between my reality and my dream of becoming a broadcaster seemed insurmountable. But as soon as I realized no one was going to just hand me a radio show, I knew the first step was up to me. So I started brainstorming ways to get closer to my dream. The proximity principle. In the introduction, I said that finding opportunities to do what you love is as simple as getting around the right people and being in the right places. That's the proximity principle. In order to do what you want to do, you have to be around people who are doing it in places where it is happening. My first step, then, was to think about the personal connections I already had in the broadcasting industry. I'd recently heard about a new, cutting-edge thing called podcasting, and I was eager to try it out. This was back when iPods had just hit the market.